local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we start hour number three of Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. As always, thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your evening. It is 6:12 and a lot to get to here on the third and final hour on a Tuesday. If you would like to chime in, the text line 850-437-1620, the traffic line 850-262-6111. As we always do, we start with today's top three stories. President Biden today says he's made a decision on how to respond to the drone attack in Jordan that killed three U.S. troops. That's what he told reporters while he was leaving the White House, and the president adds he's holding Iran responsible. At least four people dead after a boat carrying tourists sank off the coast of Cancun. The boat was carrying over 16 guests and three crew members, and it sank after getting caught in a strong sea swell. And ABC News reports another seven people are said to be missing, eight rescued so far. France is on its way to constitutionalizing abortion rights. The French National Assembly passed a bill that would move the nation a step closer to doing so. The country made the issue a priority after the Supreme Court here overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. If France pushes this bill into becoming law, it would be the first country in the world to have abortion rights in its constitution. Those are today's top three stories. 6:15, Austin has a check of the roads and weather.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Lowe's. Shop the closeout event now at Lowe's with big savings on the appliances you need now. Lowe's knows home improvement, so shop the closeout event now. Looking at traffic here, it was a very hectic evening. Luckily, there does not appear to be much to report on other than an accident report we got on North Davis Highway between Brent Lane and Airport Boulevard. It may be causing some minor congestion in that immediate vicinity, but it doesn't appear to be anything too severe at the moment. We will keep an eye on it, though. Outside of that, there does not appear to be much that's going to be holding you up for too long.
Clear tonight with overnight lows in the 40s on Wednesday. Another beautiful day. Lots of sunshine in the skies and highs in the low 60s. The weather continues to be calm through the rest of this week, but over the weekend, we do have a high chance for rain. That's going to be Saturday night and Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. Right now, 6:15, it is 59 degrees with an overnight low tonight of 47. Taking a look here at what's happening locally, we start in Mobile this hour, where a 16-year-old student now in custody following a shooting at LaFleur High School. Investigators say the female student was involved in a verbal altercation with a 15-year-old male and then pulled out a gun.
Incidentally, it grazed that student. It's a superficial injury. But unfortunately, another student that we believe was not involved in the altercation was struck by a round, and that child has been transported to a local hospital and is being treated for the wounds. We believe right now that both injuries to both juveniles are non-life-threatening at this time.
Yeah, and that was Paul Prine, Mobile Police Chief. Investigators say the suspect engaged in a verbal altercation with a 15-year-old male and then pulled a gun. The 15-year-old suffered a superficial wound, and the bullet struck a 17-year-old male as well. Santa Rosa County getting a couple of updates there today. Bodily remains found earlier this month have now been identified and confirmed as 25-year-old Cameron Bellinger. The remains were found off Popcorn Road in Baghdad on January 11th. He went missing this past July after traveling to Milton to visit friends the month before. The Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office says the investigation is very much ongoing. Meanwhile, the body of a kayaker who went missing in Escambia Bay earlier this month has been found. 41-year-old Jeremy Point's body was found on the shoreline of Gulf Islands National Seashore this morning. He had disappeared while kayaking on the night of January 18th. The next day, his kayak was found underneath the Escambia Bay Bridge, and a little time later, a few days after searching, it was called off, and officials at that point said that the conditions were not survivable. A couple of updates from Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves today. Number one, Affordable Housing Initiative taking a step forward, with the city expecting to close next month on the 30-room Pensacola Motor Lodge on the 17th. Mayor Reeves says that took longer than expected, but it means that many necessary steps to move forward with the renovation plans have already been done.
The bright side of that is we're ready to go in terms of once we do take possession. February 16th is the planned closing at this point for that.
So the city, again, plans to convert the old motel into affordable housing units, so more to come on that. Also, getting all choked up about that. Mayor Reeves also talked about new Portland Loo bathroom facilities that the city ordered, and they are getting ready to ship.
It'll be about 2 to 3 weeks once they arrive. So we don't control how quick they get here from the 21st, but once they arrive, they're about 2 to 3 weeks to put the infrastructure in the pad, all those other things to get them operational.
And Mayor Reeves says that three of the facilities should be arriving soon. They'll be placed at the MLK Plaza downtown, the skate park, and at Bruce Beach. We'll take a break there. Coming back, state and national news on a Tuesday edition of Pensacola Right Now.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
Eight people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing, it really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 6:23, a little bit early to the traffic and weather update, but it's okay because there's not much to report on. In our last update, we did have an accident report on North Davis Highway between Brent Lane and Airport Boulevard. It appeared to be causing some very minor backups, but now, I mean, that road is looking entirely smooth. So if there is anything that's holding you up wherever you may be, it should not be doing so for too long.
Clear tonight with overnight lows in the 40s on Wednesday. Another beautiful day. Lots of sunshine in the skies and highs in the low 60s. The weather continues to be calm through the rest of this week, but over the weekend, we do have a high chance for rain. That's going to be Saturday night and Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. Protesters calling for a ceasefire in Gaza will be lining up in droves in South Florida as President Biden is in the neighborhood to attend some campaign fundraisers. Jewish Voice for Peace says they're calling for an immediate ceasefire and they want the U.S. to stop sending aid to the Israeli military.
So we are protesting not just the idea of fundraising while our tax dollars are killing children, but also the idea that someone can run for president while actively being complicit in genocide.
This will be Biden's sixth trip to South Florida tonight.
And an investigator with the Broward Medical Examiner's Office is facing charges for stealing the credit card info of at least one dead resident and using it to transfer money to his own accounts. According to police records from 2020 until November of 23, 38-year-old Daryl Fernando Reed's Cash App account listed 27 payment sources, including the credit card of a man who died in New York City while he worked for the New York City Medical Examiner's Office.
Governor DeSantis says he's not going to stop handing out the bonuses to police officers and first responders, also promising to continue the $5,000 signing bonus to those who come to Florida from other states or sign up for a career in law enforcement.
Since 2022, we have brought recruits in from every other of the 49 states, as well as two U.S. territories.
And today, handing out the 4,000th signing bonus to Bay County Deputy Matthew Beltrop. He came to Florida from Virginia.
And a bill restricting certain flag displays throughout Florida is facing a setback in Tallahassee. The bill stalled in a state Senate committee yesterday. It would have prevented public schools, universities, and other governmental facilities from flying flags with a political ideology viewpoint, including LGBTQ plus pride flags. It's not the end of the proposal, though. Another Senate panel is expected to take up the bill in the coming days.
And finally, meanwhile, in another committee today, a bill advanced that would allow school districts to allow volunteer chaplains to provide support to students. The House Education and Employment Committee voted 15-4 to approve the bill after plenty of debate on both sides.
The fact is that the stripping away of any mention of God in our public schools has been going on for decades now, which just so happens to coincide with the possibly irreversible decline in the health, safety, and well-being of our children and society as a whole. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist, much less a first grader, to see the connection between the two.
The bill would require parental consent before students could receive services. There would also be background screening requirements. Critics of the bill say that volunteer chaplains may not have the qualifications of professional chaplains. One clergy member who spoke out against the bill says, quote, government sponsorship of religious activities means government influence on those activities. 627, taking a look at national headlines today. In Idaho, the trial for Brian Koberger is unlikely to happen for at least another year. The judge last week told prosecutors they needed to conduct the legal process properly to avoid potential errors that could lead to future appeals. Prosecutors have said they plan to seek the death penalty.
And the Federal Open Market Committee kicks off its first meeting of the year Tuesday. It's a two-day event that culminates with an announcement on the future of interest rates Wednesday. Most analysts are predicting no rate change at the moment, but a March rate cut is very much still in the conversation.
And former President Trump will stay on Illinois' presidential primary ballot. The State Board of Elections unanimously voted to dismiss another challenge to Trump's eligibility over his alleged actions during the Capitol riot.
And Missouri Democratic Congresswoman, Cori Bush is blasting the Department of Justice over its investigation over her campaign spending on security services.
I am under no illusion that these right-wing organizations will stop politicizing and pursuing efforts to attack me and the work that the people of St. Louis sent me to Congress to do.
Yes, that's the outspoken member of the squad, as it's known as. She's been at the forefront of the defund the police movement, and she confirmed the investigation, but yes, denied any wrongdoing and added that right-wing organizations are behind the probe. She came under scrutiny last year as well when she married her security guard and kept him on her campaign payroll.
American travelers are being warned about visiting Jamaica. Lisa Taylor reports.
The State Department issued a travel advisory last week saying violent crimes like homicides, armed robberies, and sexual assaults are common. The department added that high-level or specialized health care may not be available in Jamaica. Anyone planning to travel to the popular Caribbean destination is being told to avoid secluded situations and get traveler's insurance. I'm Lisa Taylor.
All right. Also, House Speaker Mike Johnson is denying claims his opposition to the border deal coming out of the Senate is to help Donald Trump's presidential campaign.
Manu, that's absurd. We have a responsibility here to do our duty. Our duty is to do right by the American people, to protect the people. The first and most important job of the federal government is to protect its citizens. We're not doing that under President Biden.
Yeah, so Johnson claims the deal senators are working to finalize this week is insufficient to secure the U.S.-Mexico border. A quick recap here of today's top three stories. President Biden says he's made a decision on how to respond to the drone attack in Jordan that killed three U.S. troops, also saying that he's holding Iran responsible. At least four people dead after a boat carrying tourists sank on the off the coast of Cancun. Over 16 guests and three crew members were aboard. ABC News says another seven people were still missing. And France is on its way to becoming the first country in the world to have abortion rights in its constitution. This after the French National Assembly passed a bill that would move the nation a step closer in that direction. 6:30 right now, Fox News Update, CBS Sports Minute is ahead. We're back with a look at what's happening in the world of sports, health, business, and science next.
I'm Tom Rigotti. The Biden administration is facing pressure to retaliate against the Iran-backed militias that carried out drone attacks that killed three U.S. service members in Jordan. Fox's Jennifer Griffin has the latest from the Pentagon.
Major General Pat Ryder would not telegraph how or when the U.S. would respond, but it was pretty clear decisions have been made.
The president and the secretary have both said that we will respond in a time and place of our choosing.
The Justice Department is investigating Missouri Democratic Congresswoman Cori Bush over alleged misuse of campaign contributions. Fox's Rich Edson reports.
Bush confirms she spent campaign funds to hire private security, including her husband. She says she followed the rules, and these multiple investigations are just part of a political hit job.
Bush says she's fully cooperating with the probe. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Thanks to continued momentum with its cloud services and traction in AI, Microsoft late today topped expectations for both earnings and revenue in the latest quarter. The software giants Azure and other cloud businesses posted revenue growth of 28%, and it continues to benefit from artificial intelligence efforts. However, Microsoft shares are little changed in after-hours trading. In the day's regular session, the Dow Jones Industrials gained 134 points to notch another new closing high, but the other major indexes ended lower. Fans of Curb Your Enthusiasm and its creator, take note, Larry David will hit the road this spring for a couple of live shows with an as-yet-unannounced moderator to discuss Curb, Seinfeld, and, well, whatever. The shows will be March 29th at the Anthem in Washington, D.C., and April 1st, no fooling, at Boston's MGM Music Hall at Fenway. A general ticket sale begins this Friday morning. The 12th and final season of Curb starts up this Sunday night on HBO and Max. That's Your Money Now.
Hi, it's Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor. I want to read a little letter that I got from a wonderful friend. And she said, oh my gosh, wow, Bess, you and the Lazy Boy design team, you nailed it. We love it. We just can't believe it's ours. And that's what we call a standing ovation for our design team. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Mobile, Pensacola, and Spanish Fort. Just like a picture out of a magazine.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by TaxSlayer. Start filing free today at TaxSlayer.com. This was supposed to be the year for Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson to finally beat a vulnerable Chiefs team, and both failed with Kansas City getting set for another Super Bowl. Joe Burrow and the Bengals are the only trusted hope moving forward to slow down KC in the AFC, as they've shown it before. Now we just need Burrow to get a good bill of health moving forward for this rivalry to really take off. I'm Zach Gelb.
What does it feel like to file with TaxSlayer and get your guaranteed maximum refund? It feels like the last level of a video game, facing off against the final boss who stands between you and your refund.
All your refund has belonged to me.
Using the power of TaxSlayer like a secret power-up he doesn't see coming.
Only the most tax-confident can defeat me.
Throwing your laptop at his video game face and watching him crumble into a giant pile of shiny coin tax refunds.
Oh, not fair. You use TaxSlayer.
Save up to 80% when you file with TaxSlayer. Start for free.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
When you need to know.
As a mayor, with city council meetings, boards, etc., is it ever a topic to survey on how you can give money back to citizens by lowering costs or taxes?
Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves took your questions on a News Radio 92.3 Town Hall meeting.
Obviously, that you would hear at a council meeting if that has been a conversation, but I guess the bigger question is, how do we figure out how we treat the taxpayer money?
When you need to know. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. It's been pretty smooth sailing so far this hour. That appears to still be the case. Had an accident on North Davis Highway earlier, but it never really caused many issues. And looking at traffic all around here, everything's looking fine. So if you're dealing with some backups, wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long.
Clear tonight with overnight lows in the 40s on Wednesday. Another beautiful day. Lots of sunshine in the skies and highs in the low 60s. The weather continues to be calm through the rest of this week, but over the weekend, we do have a high chance for rain. That's going to be Saturday night and Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. 6:38 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Austin, I know that you are in a very celebratory mood today.
And why would that be?
It's because the Steelers have an offensive genius now to run their offense.
Is that so? What's his name?
Well, that's what he calls himself that, right? I think he believes himself to be an offensive genius. Arthur Smith, the former Falcons coach, is now been handed the keys to the car. That is the Cody Pickett-led Steelers offense.
Did you just say Cody?
Is his name not Cody Pickett?
Kenny Pickett.
I apologize to Cody Pickett
and Kenny. Okay. You should know his name anyway.
Cody Pickett. I'm not completely crazy. Cody Pickett was a former NFL quarterback who starred at the University of Washington back in the early 2000s.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that happens to me all the time. No, yeah. Arthur Smith, a lot of people want to give him grief because, oh, you sucked in Atlanta.
It's he did.
Okay. He wasn't in Atlanta for too long, but not only
3 years.
3 years. Okay. So it's like he had time to build the team, but it's a matter of, I'm not going to define you by your head coaching gig at an already struggling franchise when I'm wanting you to just run my offense. However, while I'm, I guess, supporting him in that regard, his resume offensively is very limited. I mean, he had a few, like 2 years, I think it was two seasons, at Tennessee, and they were good before him, they were good after him, and he gets praise for the running game. Derrick Henry's going to be good regardless of who you put in the headset on the sideline. So, and not only that, the Steelers are more concerned about, or they should be more concerned about, their quarterback issues and their running back issues. So it's a very questionable hire, to say the absolute least. One shred of silver lining is it was his first year in Tennessee. Ryan Tannehill made a Pro Bowl. So there's something. But if that's it, it's a lot closer to nothing than everything.
Yeah, yeah, we'll see on that. Also, we have an NBA doubleheader tonight. It's on TNT. So it just got underway. Pacers taking on the Celtics. Pacers, I think, are really good this year, are they not? Didn't they get?
I think they're doing decent.
Tyrese Halliburton, who's supposedly been blowing it up as a star this year.
Tyrese is an all-star starter. The Pacers are sixth in the standing, so they're a playoff team today.
Yeah, 76ers and the Warriors. That's at 9 o'clock there. That's the doubleheader. No Joel Embiid. He's still hurt with a knee issue. All-Star Weekend next month, and the NBA is going to be holding a unique three-point challenge featuring the greatest three-point shooter of all time. That's Stephen Curry. And as well as the WNBA single-season record holder, Sabrina Ionescu. The league says Curry, in the announcement, they said Curry would take his shots from the NBA line while Ionescu shoots from the WNBA line. Ionescu has since posted on social media saying, no, I'm shooting from the NBA line. Curry will use the NBA regulation size basketball. Ionescu, the little bit smaller WNBA version.
I hope she does well, yeah, like for her sake.
Yeah, I mean,
because if you insist on shooting from the male's line, quote unquote, and you don't do too good, people are going to lay into you. So I hope she does well there. We also have a loaded men's basketball college slate tonight. ESPN doubleheader. These got underway at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Number 3 UNC at Georgia Tech. The North Carolina Tar Heels winning 33-25 there. There's about 6 minutes left in the first half. We're going to have OK State at number 8 Kansas at 8 on ESPN as well. Also going on right now, number 9 Marquette at Villanova. That's on FS1. Villanova, I don't know what's going on with them this year, but they are losing 37-21, and I think if they lose this game, they'll be like 11-10 or something. So rough year. Later on tonight, we've got number 15 Texas Tech at number 25 TCU on ESPN2, and that game tipped off at 6 as well. My bad. Texas Tech is winning 30-27 with 5 minutes to go in the first.
I always love stories like this. Being a little bit into sports memorabilia and cards and things like that, I always love like these finds that families have in the attic, things like that. This coming from Canada, where a family in Saskatchewan discovered what they are calling the holy grail of collectibles, as at least when it comes to hockey. A large case filled with thousands of unopened Opeachy, which is a brand, cards, all from 1979. What is significant about that is that it is Wayne Gretzky's rookie card year. So they put it up for auction, bidding already up to $1.125 million.
Oh, my goodness.
And, so the Opeachy, it's like they do their cards like in the French language, and then there's Top. So Wayne Gretzky actually has Opeachy rookie and a Topps rookie. It's the exact same image, but it's French instead of English. So the Opeachy is much more desirable than the Topps card would be. So to stumble across like a whole case of them, they said there could be as many as 25 Gretzky cards in that in a one case of cards there. So that's going to be quite a find there, especially with it being sealed and unopened.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you. You just now said that you're a fan of sports memorabilia. Have you put anything in the bidding war for that yet?
No. I tapped out at just over $600,000. So.
Oh, bummer. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's only for the big fish in those bidding wars. Let's see, just about 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. So there hasn't been much to report on this hour. We do have some issues if you are traveling westbound on U.S. Highway 98 towards Lillian Highway. We do have some issues over there. It's not looking too severe, but it is noticeable. Outside of that, there does not appear to be anything that's going to hold you up for too long, though.
The weather tonight will be mainly clear with overnight lows down in the 40s. We've got another nice day here on Wednesday. Sunny skies and highs mainly in the low 60s. Temperatures bounce up and down a little bit. Overall, the weather is quiet here as we head into the weekend, but it does change over the weekend. So we've got a chance for rain that's on the high side. That's Saturday night and Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. It's 54 degrees right now. Taking a look at some health, business, and science notes today. This one's pretty interesting to me. 3D printing technology has become so advanced that researchers are now using it to print human skin. The jello-like substance can flex, stretch, and sense like the real thing.
It can sense what is the temperature, what is the motion. So it is in kind of an electronic skin.
Researchers at Texas A&M say the eSkin has a ton of potential beyond helping those injured in burns. They could also be used in robotics, healthcare, and lead to wearable technology that monitors vital signs.
Mm. Yeah, interesting. Oh, absolutely. In keeping with the futuristic human body, Elon Musk says that the first human to receive a Neuralink cybernetic brain implant is recovering. The company founded by Musk aims to eventually use the implants to control electronic devices and allow people with paralysis to regain motor function. We really are living in quite a time period, aren't we?
So, sales of sleep apnea devices are being halted by Philips in the U.S., over potential cancer risks. The medical device maker says the move is part of a deal with federal regulators. The company recalled millions of the machines in 2021 over concerns that foam in the product could cause health issues.
And UPS is laying off 12,000 employees. The news comes after the company reported earnings on Tuesday that fell short of revenue estimates. It also reported drops in international and domestic shipping volume. Company officials say that the layoffs will save the company around $1 billion in costs.
Comic-Con is preparing to brave a new frontier, the ocean.
The pop culture convention takes to the high seas next year with Comic-Con The Cruise. Celebrities already planning to attend include Star Trek legend George Takei, Ghostbuster Ernie Hudson, two-time Academy Award nominee Mary McDonnell, and Star Wars, Harry Potter, and Willow star Warwick Davis. The ship Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas will depart Tampa, Florida in February of 2025 and sail to Cozumel, Mexico with berths available now. I'm John Fink.
All right, pretty cool. Maybe something Pensacon could do on a smaller scale there.
Maybe,
Floating it out there.
We'll find out next month.
Yes. Did you like my use of floating it out there?
Yes, I did.
Clever. Cheetah Rivera, dead at the age of 91 today. The Broadway actress starred in West Side Story, Chicago, and Kiss of the Spider-Woman.
And the man who stole Dorothy's ruby slippers from a northern Minnesota museum won't spend any time behind bars. We covered this just a little while ago. 76-year-old Terry John Martin pleaded guilty back in October and admitting that he had used a sledgehammer to steal the shoes back in 2005. It was part of some mob business because they thought, you said they were insured for $1 million, so they thought the rubies
were
real.
They thought they were real.
And they weren't.
They weren't.
apparently, he suffers from chronic COPD and is currently in hospice care, so Martin was sentenced to time served on Monday, and he is ordered to pay restitution to the museum.
Yeah. Also, an extremely valuable 18th century English painting is now home after its theft in 1969. The painting called The Schoolmistress by John Opie has a sister piece at London's Tate Gallery, and it was stolen from Dr. John Wood's Newark home over half a century ago. The FBI believes the painting moved between organized crime groups for decades before surfacing in 2020. It was purchased by Wood during the Great Depression, and now it's been returned to Wood's 96-year-old son.
And the first trailer for Guy Ritchie's The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare is out. Try saying that five times fast. The film is inspired by the true events surrounding UK Prime Minister Winston Churchill's and James Bond author Ian Fleming's secret World War II combat organization. It follows a group of fighters as they try to take down the Nazis and change the course of the war. It hits theaters on April 19th, and Joe, you just might be there.
I am, and the more I listen to this and just kind of think about the title, this kind of reminds me, and I think it's, I don't know, I've never read the book or anything like that, or the true events, so I'm not familiar, but, you know, like the movie The Patriot with Mel Gibson, it was about, like, the colonial militia, right, that you know, wasn't fighting, like, the traditional way that British were used to, and so they were able to get a pretty good advantage and all that. So this kind of feels like the same type of thing, though, you know, maybe, you know, ungentlemanly warfare. So maybe they were using tactics that may be frowned upon in war, but, you know, I guess you got to do what you got to do. 6:50, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news when we return on Pensacola right now.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
We are Lions. We bring hope where it's needed. We are a global force for good. Support causes that matter. Change lives. Change communities. Change the world. We can do more together than we can alone. Join in. Experience the joy of serving. Be part of the movement. Give back. Let's unite the world for good. We are Lions. You can be too. Visit weserve.org.
Children, senior citizens, and families right here in Northwest Florida are hungry. And for more than 40 years, Manna Food Bank has provided food assistance to neighbors in need. Manna distributes healthy groceries through its emergency food assistance pantry, plus 17 food security programs with 22 community partners. For more information, please visit mannahelps.org or call 850-432-2053. Manna, moving our neighbors in need from hunger to hope.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, looking at traffic here as we close in on 655, giving you your last traffic and weather update of the hour and of the evening. There does not appear to be much going on the roads at this moment. We were dealing with some issues on U.S. Highway 98 if you're traveling westbound towards Lillian Highway. Still got some issues over there. No accident report confirmation or anything like that, so I don't know what that's all about, but if you are in that area, look out for that. Outside of that, however, there does not appear to be anything that's going to be holding you up for too long.
Clear tonight with overnight lows in the 40s on Wednesday. Another beautiful day. Lots of sunshine in the skies and highs in the low 60s. The weather continues to be calm through the rest of this week, but over the weekend, we do have a high chance for rain. That's going to be Saturday night and Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Very good, Alan. Right now, 53. Overnight low tonight, 47. Wacky stories today. A Domino's pizza delivery driver in Colorado was caught on camera stealing a package after dropping off a pizza.
Perhaps they're desperate and whatever, but at the same time, there's right and there's wrong, and this is not right. It could really do some harm to people, and it could harm our overall community if this is something that isn't stopped or people aren't aware.
Yeah, so there you go. Austin, you've ever had a pizza delivery guy swipe something off your porch before?
No, I can't say I have. Luckily, I don't know what's wrong with people, man. A 35-year-old Florida woman, speaking of people that got something wrong with them, she got arrested after she walked into a convenience store naked and started threatening people with a potato peeler.
Huh.
Yeah, it happened on Sunday in St. Petersburg. Celia Barrett apparently had an issue with getting kicked out of the same store the day before. I can't imagine why that would be. She told cops that she had about, quote, 6 shots of liquor. Quite believable, if you ask me.
Yeah. Also in wacky stories, actually good news here. Awesome story from the UK. A 34-year-old warehouse worker in England named Danny Turney recently impressed his friends with a spot-on Elvis impression. Here's a little bit of how it sounds. It's pretty good, right?
No, it's not bad.
Yeah, pretty good. So during the pandemic, his wife secretly recorded him singing in the kitchen and uploaded it to Facebook, and he started getting calls after that from a number he didn't know. Eventually, he called back. Well, it turned out one of his friends sent footage to a talent agent. So they connected, and now Danny was able to actually quit his job as a warehouse worker, and he does it full-time, impersonating Elvis, making $500 per performance, going by the name Danny Graceland. So that's pretty cool.
That's not bad. Hold on, let me do some quick math here. 500 times 5 is 2,500 a week.
Yep. So if you're just doing it like, you know, maybe on Saturday you double book, right?
I mean, I'm just looking at this as like a weekday thing, but I'm sure he does stuff on some weekends as well. So just by looking at a work week, that's $2,500 a week times 4. So that would be what, $10,000 a month? That's not bad, man.
If he's just doing it, you know, once a day, 5 times a week.
Yeah. And as you know, we just said, that's not even including weekends. Wow. One D.C. recruit aiming to graduate from the Metropolitan Police Academy in April is poised to become the MPD's oldest rookie. Michael Smith, who played pro basketball overseas back in the 90s, will be 4 months shy of his 61st birthday when he graduates. He says his father was a sergeant for the NYPD, and it's always been his dream to follow in his dad's footsteps. The current record for the oldest rookie to join D.C. police so far is 55. That was set in 2021 by Officer Alan Miller.
Never too old to do what you want to do, do what you feel like you're born to do. So it's a good life lesson for us all there. Also, a groundbreaking new gene therapy is allowing children born deaf to hear for the first time. 5 of 6 kids in a clinical trial were able to have conversations with people after 6 months. They were all born with a specific genetic condition, so it's not necessarily a cure-all, but it could be an approved treatment for some people in 3 to 5 years. So quite the, in the back half of our rundown here, the medical breakthroughs that we've discussed today. We've gotten the gene therapy that's letting children hear for the first time. We have the 3D printing skin that obviously, for burn victims, I mean, that's so huge. Like to get, you know, any back to normalcy. And then also the Neuralink cybernetic brain implants. That's a company founded by Elon Musk. They are looking to put the chip inside patients with paralysis with the hopes of regaining motor function. The first human to get that implant is now recovering. So pretty amazing stuff here.
That's outstanding if true, yeah.
All right, well, that'll do it for us here on a Tuesday. Austin, you have a good evening. I'm going to try to get over this cold here. As I always do, I've been treating this bag of Hall's cough drops like a bag of Skittles.
I didn't even know you had a cold.
Oh, whatever.
Well, I just didn't.
No.
I hope you bounce back.
I do. I'm going to go load up on some NyQuil when I get home. Get some chicken noodle soup as well. All right. Nice. Same time, same place tomorrow, 4 to 7 on a Wednesday. We'll see you then. Pensacola right now.